Restless crowds, some people armed with sticks and iron rods, roamed the streets and shops were set on fire as tension escalated in Bahraich on Monday, a day after a 22-year-old man was killed in communal violence during a Durga Idol immersion procession. Police have booked a man and detained around 30 people in connection with the unrest that broke out in the Maharsganj area of Mansur village when a Durga Idol immersion procession passed through on Sunday. Around half a dozen people were injured in stone pelting and firing. There were protests at several places and slogans raised against police and administrative officials, even as police forces conducted flag marches in the area. Black smoke billowed into the sky from some shops, houses and vehicles set ablaze, officials said. Home Secretary Sanjeev Gupta and Additional Director General of Police, Law and Order, Amitabh Yash have reached the spot to take stock of the situation. The situation is being brought under control and antisocial elements are being chased away, Superintendent of Police, SP, of Bahraich Vrinda Shukla told PTI videos. Reacting to the violence, Deputy Chief Minister Keshav Prasad Maurya posted on X, "Any conspiracy to disturb the peace and harmony of Uttar Pradesh will not be unsuccessful. Those who protect the rioters are once again becoming active, but we have to be cautious and vigilant. The bright future of the state will not be allowed to be tampered with," he said in Hindi. Maurya asserted that the culprits would be given strict punishment and victims would get complete justice. "I appeal to all citizens to maintain peace and patience," he posted. Senior Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra said in a post on X in Hindi, "The news of violence in Bahraich, Uttar Pradesh, and the inaction of the administration are extremely sad and unfortunate. I appeal to the Chief Minister of the state and the state administration to take immediate action, take the public into confidence and stop the violence. Strictest action should be taken against the culprits. My humble appeal to the public, please do not take the law into your own hands," she added. Earlier in the day, Shukla said 25 to 30 people had been detained and efforts were on to bring normalcy in the affected areas. She added that an adequate police force has been deployed. "All anarchist elements will be identified," Shukla said, adding that stringent action would be taken against them. The SP said a case has been registered against a person identified as Salman. Gunshots were fired from his house, which also functions as a shop, according to police. Identities of those involved in the incident are being ascertained and some suspects have been detained, she said. District Magistrate of Bahraich Monica Rani said there was a dispute during the Idol immersion. "The situation deteriorated after a person was shot," she said, and added that in view of the incident, Idol immersion was stopped at many places. BJP MLA from Massey Sureshwar Singh told PTI, "We are moving ahead with the last rites of the deceased person. Barely 4 months ago, he got married. The family members of the deceased demand that cases should be registered against those responsible, and action should be initiated against them. The SHO and the in charge of the police outpost should be suspended." Sunday's violence was triggered by a disagreement over music being blasted out from loudspeakers while the procession was passing through the area. Ram Gopal Mishra of Riha Mansur village was walking in the procession when he suffered a bullet wound. He was rushed to a hospital where he died during treatment, one of his family members said. The area was fraught with communal tension after the killing. Similar processions were cancelled in Fakharpur town and some other places. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has denounced the violence and directed the administration to communicate with religious organizations and get the idol immersions done on time. He also directed police to deploy personnel at the immersion sites.